This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Omicron's rapid spread serves as a reminder that big disparities remain in global access to COVID vaccines. The University of Oxford says in the world's poorest nations, just 4% of people have received a first dose, compared with 70% of people in the wealthiest countries like the U.S. Health experts say that lack of equal access has contributed to the rise of new variants like Omicron. Now, some large company shareholders are stepping in to exert pressure on vaccine makers to turn the tide. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
Few pharmaceutical companies have come under as much scrutiny as Moderna, which, like other companies, got considerable U.S. government help in developing its vaccine.
So given that the public is underwriting the risk, what kind of considerations are they taking as they develop their access strategy?
That's Meg Jones-Montero of the Interfaith Center on Corporate Responsibility. That coalition of 300 socially minded investor groups is demanding more information on how much Moderna charges per vaccine in low-income countries. It's reportedly shipping far fewer doses to those nations than other vaccine makers.
If you're saying it costs this much money to develop a drug, then be transparent about it and disaggregate that. And as investors, let us know what is the real cost.
The United Kingdom's largest asset manager, Legal & General, has taken that pressure campaign up a notch with its own shareholder proposal demanding transparency. Moderna did not respond to Marketplace's request for comment, but recently told the SEC it has been transparent about the pricing of sales to the U.S. government and will provide more details by mid-February. Wharton Assistant Professor Rob Hughes says the debate gets into murky ethical territory.
Pharmaceutical companies are ethically required to make life-saving drugs available to people who need them. That doesn't mean that they need to operate as charities.
Hughes says governments and NGOs also have a role to play in ensuring vaccine equity around the globe. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.